USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham putting pressure on House Democrats Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi to release transcripts and audio from closed-door testimony as the impeachment inquiry rolls on.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Graham telling reporters on Capitol Hill it's an illegitimate process.
It's a Star Chamber-type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment.
In other news, he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at his house and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. On Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, the Nasdaq gaining 66. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Republicans and Democrats come together on Capitol Hill for a few moments anyway to pay respects at a service for Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passes away last week at the age of 68. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I have called him our North Star, our guide to a better future for our children. Elijah has said that our children are our living messengers to a future we will never see. For the children, he wanted a future worthy of their aspirations and true to the values of America.
And New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer speaking at the service.
No matter your politics, if you knew Elijah, you went to him for guidance. I often did. I will miss those conversations dearly.
Now, Elijah Cummings' body lying in state in the U.S. Capitol with an American flag draped over the casket. A funeral for him in Baltimore scheduled for Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the economy, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a look at the first-time jobless claims numbers.
The Labor Department saying around 212,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, 6,000 fewer than the week before. The biggest jump in claims in California, New York, and Oklahoma. The sharpest declines were seen in Illinois, North Carolina, and Arkansas.
It's been 4 weeks since powerful Democrats in the House, Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, have been moving forward with their desire to impeach President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Thursday marks exactly 1 month since House Democrats launched their impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The president has dismissed the inquiry as another Democratic witch hunt. Brian Dean Wright is a former CIA officer and registered Democrat. He tells Fox News some of the thinking and thought process that goes on in the intelligence community.
So this kind of thinking is pervasive in D.C. It's basically, look, I understand that the American people think that they control this country, but in fact, we do. You know, Nancy Pelosi has said a couple weeks ago that all roads from Trump's world lead to Russia. I mean, this is this hysterical thinking combined with this bureaucratic swamp-like thinking that they know best. And really, look at the implication of that. Think about the implication for a second. It's that the American Republic isn't real. Our democracy is a facade. That your vote, that mine, that everybody who's watching this program, that their vote doesn't matter. That is the implication. And that's horrifying.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.